RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of The Lunchbox, noon until 2, Mondays to Fridays on Today Radio, and also your host of Song 2. Now, announced recently that they're going to be hitting the Grand Duchy's Den Atelier on the 30th of May, we can finally get to the dapper Vaccines frontman Justin Young and his take on the Song 2 merry-go-round. Don't forget to book tickets for the show on atelier.lu and head to RTL Play for my two-part interview with Justin on the band's career to date and how new LP Pick Up Full of Pink Carnations came to be. Cheers.
Hi, this is Justin from The Vaccines, and you're listening to Today Radio.
Thank you very much. The other part is, Justin, is that I run a podcast called Song 2. In that podcast, I argue that the second song on an album is the album's best or at least most important. We're asking musicians to tell us if they agree or disagree and how important track listing is. So, Justin, from The Vaccines, is the second song on an album the best or most important? And if not, why not?
It's a very good question. I think most people you've talked to will probably tell you that they still drop a lot of blood, sweat and tears over sequencing. I think as a musician, it's still a very important part of, you know, making an album, even though you know that most people are now consuming your music. Maybe most people outside of your hardcore fan base are consuming it in a more kind of, I don't know, pick and choosy, pick and mixy kind of way. Second song on an album being the most important, we were always told, and so have kind of followed this rule almost to the letter since we were told this by Columbia when we first signed and by our managers, that it's a good idea to put the lead single second. And I don't know how many people have told you that. And also, I think in the age of streaming, what goes on to be the most popular song isn't necessarily the lead single and vice versa. So whether or not it's the most important, I'm not sure, but should it be what will go on to potentially be the biggest or, you know, one of the firmest fan favorites? I think yes.